From our bureau in Wausau, I'm Shereen Seewert. This is Morning Edition on WPR News. Baseball is a summer tradition in communities throughout Wisconsin and around the nation. But in the tiny community of Lake Tomahawk, amateur athletes take the game to a whole new level, strapping on snowshoes and playing on an infield covered in sawdust. Each week, the games draw hundreds of people who pack the stands and cheer on their favorite players, who have to hit, field, and pitch wearing snowshoes. It's a little less functional than cleats, but a whole lot more fun to watch. Jeff Smith is the longtime manager of the Snowhawks, that is Lake Tomahawk's official home team. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
When I think about snowshoes, my mind goes to winter sports, not necessarily to baseball. So how does this whole thing fit together?
Well, it was a winter sport. Back in the early 50s, they did play in the winter. But a guy by the name of Ray Sloan, who was chairman at the time of our town, Lake Tomahawk, he decided that maybe it'd be a good thing to have a summer event. And so that's kind of where it started back in 61. And for, 63 years or so, it's been going strong.
What do you love about it personally?
A very unique way of playing ball. You have to shuffle. You don't really run. And all the fans that come to this game, we average probably anywhere from 700 to 800 fans a game. The ball itself is different. You play with no gloves, and it's not real easy to pick that ball up once it rolls through the sawdust. So there's a lot of spills and falls, which makes the game very unique too. So which adds to the enjoyment for the fans.
How challenging is it? And what was it like for you the first time you strapped on snowshoes to play a game?
Well, I took off for first base and fell right on my face. You have to remember to keep them snow tips up. Otherwise, you're going to take a digger and it doesn't feel too good. So you learn real quick.
Given the challenges involved, I would imagine that there are some modifications you have to make to the game before you play snowshoe baseball. What are some of those?
They're a little shorter base path. I think it's 50 feet instead of the 60-foot path that's normal softball is at the time. The field is softer. We don't play on any diamonds or anything like that. We have to have a soft field because there are some pretty nasty falls. We play three balls, two strikes, nine innings. It's not too much different, really, other than we don't play with gloves, and it's a bigger ball. It's a 16-inch ball, so it's not so hard on the hands.
How many teams participate each year, and what kind of age range are we looking at here?
Right now, we've got 11 teams. So we try to hold 12 games, and we ages probably 18, which is the minimum to play, to, well, there's some guys that are 65. Not many, but there are.
So quite the age range there then.
Yeah, it's quite the age range. I would say the average age is in that 20 to 35 range is average.
Well, when we think about baseball, we think about the traditional things that you get at a baseball game, like peanuts and Cracker Jack. But snowshoe baseball is all about the pie. How did that happen?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure how that all happened. The concession stand groups that operate that decided one day to bring homemade pies. And I'm not really sure what year that was, but it probably was in the 60s at some time. And it's become a fan favorite ever since. People from all over bake pies and they bring them. There's all different kinds. And that's kind of the uniqueness that adds to that game is all the different pies that fans can expect when they arrive at the game. But they're sold out pretty early, so you got to get there a little beforehand end of the game to take advantage of that.
Talk a little bit more about the atmosphere at the games. People seem to love these events. You talked about how many people come out to watch. Many people come out early to reserve their seats. What does it feel like to be there and be part of it every week?
It's amazing. Yeah, I get there around 3 o'clock. I stripe the field, get everything all set. And it's a slow, kind of a slower afternoon. The concession stand group is getting things ready. So it's a kind of a slow buildup. But when it gets to 5 o'clock, it becomes electric. I mean, you smell all the smells of food, people conversing in one area to the other area, and they're catching up with old friends they haven't seen in a while. And then 6 o'clock arrives, and people are eating, and teams start getting there for batting practice. And it really ramps up then. We got a little music that goes on before the game to get people in the mood. And popcorn is popping. You can hear that off to the side, which you smell really fast. It smells so good there. So just the sight, the smells, and the ambience is just an awesome experience. I think that's what draws people back week after week. We see people, the same fans every week, and new fans that are coming from all over see this.
Your description is so vivid, I can almost smell it myself. I can almost hear the
And then,
crowd.
yeah, and then being on the field is just another whole experience, to hear that noise around you and to hear people cheering for you. And you just don't get that, other than in the big leagues. You just don't get that noise and that feeling of sense of community spirit that you would anywhere else.
I have to ask, how is the season going for the Snowhawks this year?
Really good so far. We haven't lost a game, but we've had some really close calls. Last week was a nail biter, 9-7. The Chicago All-Stars is a very close game also. Yeah, it's going good. We've only had a couple injuries so far, so I'd say that's a success.
Jeff Smith, manager of the Snowhawks. It's a snowshoe baseball team in Lake Tomahawk. Thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Remember, if you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.